Hello, friends, and welcome to this maybe slightly unexpected episode of Growths in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths. It's great to be with you today. I tonight am preaching at the Wesley Foundation of Macon. First of all, I just want to give myself a gold star for being up past 8 o'clock as the service starts at 8 o'clock in Macon. So I think that I'm winning already just by agreeing to be up that late. My friend and fellow United Methodist pastor Hannah Pye is the new director of the Wesley Foundation in Macon, and I'm so proud of her and the work that she will be doing. She's also just had a baby, and so she's on maternity leave and has asked a few of us to fill in for her. And it is my honor and privilege to be the first one to do that for her tonight at Wesley. I have not been to a Wesley Foundation meeting in, 25 years? So I was a little anxious at first when I thought about speaking to college students. But as our scripture says today, do not be afraid. So I'm not afraid. I'm actually filling in for someone who's filling in, and she had already picked the lectionary text from a couple weeks ago, Luke 12, 32 through 40. So it may sound familiar, but it's a totally different sermon for a totally different setting. And I'm so thankful to be able to bring the students at Mercer and Westland and all around Macon a good word. So thank you to Hannah for extending this invitation. And I am honored. And so I thought I would bring you this midweek word just because I need to practice it and because I know that you may not all be college students, but we all need to hear this sermon about new beginnings. So let us come together in a time of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's epistle lesson is from the book of Hebrews. It is from the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 3, and then skipping down to verses 8 through 16. Hear now the word of the Lord. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understood that the words were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, with Sarah's involvement, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, because he considered himself faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of the sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better homeland, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together now in a time of remembering the things that we believe, the tenets of our faith. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together, dear Lord, as we come together today in this time of new beginnings. Light our path. Make us feel light and love. Help us to see the clear way that you have before us. Hear us now as we pray those words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's scripture from the Gospel of Luke is the one from the 12th chapter, verses 32 through 40. Hear with fresh ears and new beginnings the word of the Lord. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves from the master, whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The Word of God, for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, let these words fall on fresh ears. Let them be a strength, and a hope for things to come. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. John O'Donohue is one of my favorite poets. In his book, To Bless the Space Between Us, he writes this prayer for new beginnings. Hear it now as people coming into a new year, a fresh start, a new city, and maybe even some new dreams for the future. In out-of-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you are ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. I watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered. Heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent. Wondered, would you always live like this? Then the delight, when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again with energy and dream, a path of plenitude opening before you. Though your destination is not yet clear, you can trust the promise of this opening. Unfurl yourself into the grace of beginning that is at one with your life's desire. Awaken your spirit of adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you'll home and a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. He has such a way with words. All the great poets do. When he wrote those words, he was not thinking about some college student setting off on a new adventure in Macon, Georgia. But his words could not be more perfect. It may have been hard for you to leave what you had outgrown, to go out into the wild world that awaits you. You may have left the safety of your lives at home to come to an unknown place with unknown dreams. The paths are varied and laid out right in front of you, but the choice of which one to take may not have been made yet. Friends, I am so jealous of the place where you sit. Possibilities are abundant and varied, but it can also be a little daunting. Making the right choice, finding the right path, can be a little overwhelming. And that's okay. That's part of the journey. Learning how to be overwhelmed and come through it with more sense of a sense of purpose is where life is learned. A lot of that life journey starts with the advice that Jesus is giving his disciples in our text today. But it reaches all throughout the 12th chapter of Luke. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus is speaking to the masses and telling them not to be afraid. He has their backs. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. But our passage comes in a time when he's speaking to his disciples. When he's talking to the ones that will be his hands and feet when he is gone from this earth. The people who will be carrying his message throughout the world as missionaries and bringers of light. In verse 22, he says, "Don't be anxious." I guess Jesus has never started a new school year in a new town with new professors and new people. Don't be anxious. Easy for him to say. And then in verse 32, he says again to the disciples what he had said to the crowd, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God takes pleasure in giving you the kingdom. What a beautiful thought. He wants us to thrive and be filled with the love and light that he wants us to spread in his name. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel a little better. But he doesn't stop there in his love and care for the disciples. He tells them how to go out and live this new life of faith and mission. He gives them these two pieces of advice as people who will bring the love of God to the world. Stay dressed for action, he says, and keep your lamps burning. Always be open to the call of God and be prepared when he does it. All of those choices you have, all of the paths you could take, God asks you to be open and ready for the ones that he desires for you. Now, I know what you're thinking. This old lady can hardly remember going off to college. That has to be back in the late 1900s. And you would be right. I'm probably older than a lot of your parents. I use a lot of lotions and potions to keep the wrinkles at bay. And it's been a while since the anxiety of moving to Birmingham to go to college was a reality for me. But I do know a thing or two about being open and having my lamp lit and ready. You see, I'm what you call a second career pastor. I had a whole life before I started doing this. I had a job with benefits at a building just down the road where they sell insurance. You know, the one with the lizard and the camel. It may not have been a good job, but it paid well and it had great benefits. I also didn't think I had many choices left in life. Corporate America was sucking the life out of me. I said over and over that I would love to find a job where I could help people and not line the pockets of already rich men. I just didn't know where or when or how that would happen. I didn't have a plethora of choices that you find yourself with. But it turns out, Jesus didn't need a wide open field with many options and forks in the road for me to find my way to my calling. All I had to do was be open to the call, and God guided me to the path He wanted for me. In the summer of 2021, I got the call to ministry. Within a year, I had applied and been accepted to Candler School of Theology at Emory. I quit my corporate job. I moved to Buford, Georgia, and started preaching as a senior pastor at a small church. I bought a backpack and a lunchbox. I got a locker for the first time in 25 years, and I started working on my Master's of Divinity. I was anxious and afraid. I had not written a paper with a thesis since I had my last locker. And after sitting in one class during Candler orientation, I was so scared that I almost burst into tears. I was completely overwhelmed. I thought everyone in the room was smarter and younger and more equipped than I was to go back to school. But God showed me the way. He sent people who would tell me over and over that I had so much to give, and I was chosen to be there for a reason. I was reminded that my call to ministry and my GPA were two totally different things. That if, heaven forbid, I made a B, God still wanted me to be a preacher. Do not fear. God kept saying over and over in many different ways from many different people, "Fear not, little bird. God is taking delight in watching you soar." All I had to do was be open and be ready with my lamp lit. And here's what I know for sure. If He can do that for a 40-something middle-aged, gray-haired, wrinkled mess of a woman like me, imagine what He can do for you. Look around you. The best part is that you don't have to do any of it alone. Even if you're a fresh-eyed freshman, wondering who will be your friends in this new place, in this new city, know that God will give you support and love in all kinds of ways. His light will show up glowing brightly in the people you meet. You will find it in the friends that you make and even in some of your professors. Just be open and ready to receive it and to give it. Work to build bonds and strengthen relationships that will go on to last a lifetime. One of the things I was most anxious about was leaving my friend group behind. I have a great support system, and I wasn't sure how I was going to make it in a new city. I went into every Zoom orientation thinking who on my screen was going to be my new best friend. Joy was the one that came first. We were on the same orientation Zoom, and I just knew immediately we were going to be friends. I slightly stalked her when we got to orientation, but I wasn't brave enough yet to tell her we were going to be best friends until one day in Old Testament when I blurted it out. She was a little taken aback, but was open to the possibility that this crazy blonde woman was going to be her friend. And then there's Hannah Pye. I didn't really get to know her until our second semester, but we eventually, all three, became inseparable. Three very different women, open to new adventures and friendships that seemed a little unlikely, but we became the best of friends. And now in different ways and in different cities, we are all sharing the love of God with the support and care of each other. Don't be afraid, my friends. God will provide exactly what you need. Just be open to the possibilities and the people that He puts in front of you, and keep your lamplight shining. Awaken your spirit of adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon you will home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. Amen. I hope that this little midweek sermon and message and hopefulness brings you joy and reminds you to let your light shine out in the world. Always be ready for the people you meet, for the new opportunities you have, for the new beginnings you seek. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.